Actually, we are holding our second central working committee meeting here at Trivandrum, and everybody was anxious to see you in person, sir. They have made elaborate arrangements to hear in person, but due to your engagement with the Honorable Minister for continuous 3 days, as you told us, you could not make it convenient to attend our CWC meet here, but you are kind enough to accept our request to address through video conferencing. So we are extremely thankful for you, sir. Kindly, you are most welcome to our CWC. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Please, please, please. Go ahead.
Good evening, all of you there. Okay, so are you able to get my voice?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. Let me have the glimpses of the people who are there, let me just see them. So, good evening once again, all of you from first and foremost. Let me convey my thanks to your association, and special thanks to Mr. Prahlad Rai for first and foremost inviting me here. And then immediately I convey my apologies that because of certain preoccupations, when I told you what those preoccupations are, I could not come and attend this gathering. I was very keen to come because I had my memories, my last visit to your program, and I was so scared, so excited to come this time also. But I couldn't come, and therefore I chose to address you through video conferencing, and I believe in this digital age, this is also one of the ways we can interact with each one of us, and therefore I'm here to listen to you also, because once I complete my address, I would like to have the points that can be told back to me so that I can act on all of that. So once again, thank you very much, and again, all the dignitaries sitting on the dais, and I could see some of them, especially Mr. Prahlad, because his face is quite clear. I could see that so many people are sitting there. So this is a good opportunity to interact with all of you. And we all know that BSNL means the people of BSNL. And I believe that the strength of BSNL actually comes from the people that we have, from all the 200,000 people that we have, especially all the officers which are leading this company to greater heights. And I think you are aware that we are passing through a very critical phase. There are positive signs of improvement. And you are all aware that BSNL, which was once upon a time and number one operator because of certain procurement delays, etc., in 2006 up until 2012. The organization somehow slipped to a lower position. But after that, in 2012, we could get our equipment together, we could get our procurement online, and we could roll out our mobile services. And not only mobile services, we could also actually took the comprehensive development of BSNL, whether it was mobile, or whether it was landline, or FTTH, or broadband, or the core network, or optical transport network, that has helped BSNL to start the revival path, and all of you are aware that how we could come out from the direction of EBITDA, which was going down, which is known as operational profit, and which had become negative once upon a time. And when we came back from that, we rebounded back, and then our EBITDA or operational profit became positive. And we all talked about this on a number of occasions. And that was possible because I believe that all of you have provided a kind of leadership role which was required at this church. And therefore, my sincere thanks to you for being a part of this revival. So, last year and this year, the challenges are again coming up. You all know that there are various things which have taken place in last year. There was an entry of a new operator, which was very aggressive, but you would probably appreciate that in spite of the entry of new operator, BSNL's market share has increased. So this was something which was very, very good. And in the morning also, I was talking to a few people and they said this was so commendable, they could never believe that with such a cutthroat competition and which is such an aggressive dance packages being in the market, and where all other top players' market share, customer market share went down, BSNL's market share went up. And this was one of the things which probably all should be feeling proud of. And which one is that? Absolutely. That's very fantastic. And not only the customer market share, if we look our PL also, which is yet to be audited, the figures have never started coming. In spite of such a huge difficulty last year, the revenue from operation has grown. And you must have noticed that the profit and loss account of all the private operators are going down. But the BSNS could hold on to its revenue also. This was all positive which has happened. When all of us have joined hands together, you have provided the leadership role that was required, and therefore we continue the path of the growth. In this first quarter also, things were really tough, but if you look at the price figures, the revenue of BSNL is also at par with the revenue last year, so still up to that point we are quite all right. But as you said, that there are few circuits who are doing extremely well. Kerala has become profitable, another circuit in Maharashtra has also become profitable, and Odisha is also profitable. There are various circuits who are not cash, who are not profitable in the sense of PBT or PAT, but they are profitable at least when it comes to EBITDA or operational profit. So there is virtual turnaround which is happening in the organization. And this juncture, I congratulate all of you, and especially those people in those circuits who are profitable and who are at least EBITDA positive. So convey my regards and congratulations to all those people from those circuits who have contributed so greatly in the turnaround story of BSNL. So now I would like that this journey has to continue, and for that again, all of you will have to play a very crucial and important role. I was really happy that kind of progressiveness and kind of responsiveness and kind of responsibility that this association has shown towards being a partner in the revival of BSNL, and I appreciate that.
That is because of your leadership, sir.
Thank you. But as I say that for the clap, only two hands are required. So basically, all of us are required. So for a good clap, there has to be two hands. So with this, I appreciate once again all of you. Now, coming to the most important issue, that is now lingering in all of all of us, and then we are all a little concerned with the issue. At the same time, we are also hopeful to ensure that the pay reason happens, and we are all working together to ensure that the pay reason do happen. There were a few leaks in that direction. We are trying to somehow pass on that details and somehow convince those people who are not in favor of PRC. But there is another group who are also in favor. Let me tell you that our own minister is together with us, and he wanted that BSNL should get the pay reason that it deserves. Many of you have had a personal interaction with the honorable minister, and when he himself is telling that he wants that the pay reason should be given simply because this turnaround story should continue, simply because we have come back to the operational profit. And that's what he is of opinion of. But process is long drawn. We have to join our hands together. We have to take it up with all the people who matter. We will be most so concerned to ensure that this thing is taken back on track, and this thing is taken to the decision making process in such a way that we eventually get the pay raise. And personally, I'm confident that although there could be some delays, there could be a little bit of delays here and there, but eventually BSNL should get the third PRC, and all of us must have a pay raise. So I would also urge upon all of you that whilst we are all working towards this common goal, taking this journey forward is our responsibility, all the more because this year there could be some cash flow events here and there, because you know that there were some financial changes that has taken place. For example, GST has been implemented. Now all the systems are getting converted to GST. All of our compliance mechanisms are happening simultaneously, whether it is SAP, whether it is ID package, whether it is billing processes, whether it is vendor payment mechanism. All the processes are need to be made GST compliant. GST has happened last month, only in the process of doing that. But has created a slight cash flow issue. I was reviewing this morning about the cash flow issues, because the bills were issued countrywide, but somehow they could not reach the customer. Customers couldn't pay because maybe because of some problems, we were not able to pay the money. So I have tasked my gentleman with the finance of all the zones. I have sent them. Tomorrow also, the IFAs of all the circuits in the country will sit. Tomorrow is holiday, but they were tasked to analyze the problem of cash flow, delay, etc. They are going to work together tomorrow on Monday. The general manager finances from BSNL headquarters will go to all the zones and will try to tackle the problem of immediate cash problem or the cash flow problem because of those issues. But I don't see this is going to continue for long, because we have issued the bill, money will definitely come, and the cash flow will be eased out very soon. So we have to join hands together, convey to the people that this is the time to really work hard and work in unison, and convey to the people that this is the time we should be united with each other, and convey to the people that topmost opportunity, topmost objective for BSNL at this point of time is our self-realization, and other topmost objective for all of us is continuing the process of revival, which has started. It's such a great difficulty, it's such a huge cooperation from all of you must come. And I once again thank all of you. I know that in this gathering, a lot of interaction will take place. I am also sure, I am 100% confident that this gathering will only talk about the growth in BSNL, the growth of the people of employees and officers of BSNL. And we will also talk about what action should be further taken to take the BSNL's product to every local government of the country and eventually make the third PRC a success. With these words, once again, thank you all of you, and I'm 100% confident that when we are together, many things can be done. And once again, I convey my apologies not being part of such a good gathering, which I can see from here. And as I told in the beginning, the reason is I'm focusing only on one object, which is today, tomorrow, the after tomorrow. I'm going to meet different people at various political level, various administrative level, to make sure to take forward BSNL's proposal, BSNL's PRC, and that way we can make that happen in this. With this, I'm saying, Mr. Kanagra, thank you very much, all your colleagues, thank you very much, all the people sitting there, thank you very much, and let's clap for each other. Thank you.
Can we have a standing ovation, please, for our honorable sir?
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.